You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My next guest is singer and songwriter Tekla Waterfield, who grew up on the stages of Juno and is now based in Seattle. Welcome back to the show, Tekla. Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. How's the summer in Seattle so far?
It's been really quite warm. I don't know if you guys have heard a bit about our weather here. Yeah. We just had a little bit of rain, and I think everyone was doing a little happy dance to have a little bit of our regular rain back.
Yeah, you know what it's like in Juneau when it gets too hot and too sunny and too dry for too long. People go a little nuts.
Yeah, totally.
Well, the good news is that you are cranking out the new music. You were on the show about 6 months ago talking about Trouble in Time, and I really enjoyed those tracks. And now you've got a new single. It sounds great as well. But before we get into that, let's hear a little bit about yourself. I know a lot of our listeners know you, but what's your connection to Juno and the music scene here?
I grew up I was born in Anchorage, and we moved around a bunch, and my mom played in the folk festival circuits. So as little kids, my sister and I were running around at all the festivals, the Haynes Fair, and, you know, the folk festival in Juneau. And so I have a cassette somewhere of us singing with our mom, Fawn Waterfield. We called ourselves the Little Rascals. It was just, you know, little kids and, you know, music and all that stuff. Definitely fond, lovely memories of childhood there. Yeah.
Do you come up for visits and performances, you know, when there's not a pandemic raging?
I've been up and performed there a couple times, but not as frequently. I usually, when I come up there, I'm kind of just like, I just want to hang out with my family, you know, and just kind of chill out. But I played the Haynes Fair a couple of years ago solo, and then I played at a local little coffee shop with my husband, and my sister played too for what was it? It was just like, I don't think they always did live music there, but they had us there for a special event that was just like in 2018, I think. So I guess I haven't been there. So I'm due to come back up soon and do something.
Well, perhaps you'll get to tour Alaska when your new album is out. Come On Jane, the first single from your upcoming third LP release, New Skies, which is due out September 24th. Come On Jane is out now. How did this project come to be?
Actually, we had intended to release this album in 2020. As we all know, a lot of things happened at that time. So we kind of were like, okay, put it on hold. The Trouble in Time record was being written during 2020. Like, all those songs were like, just like kind of a spur of like creative, you know, energy that it just felt right to like put the focus on those songs and that record, since they were so much about, like, you know, what was going on politically and with the pandemic and everything. So, this album, this new one, we decided to just kind of hold off on that and focus on the one Trouble in Time that we put out earlier. So this one was really almost ready to go. But it also, this album has a lot more sort of like really sort of playful, kind of summery, kind of pop songs. And then when we were going to put it out, it was like heavy times were happening, you know, and it just didn't feel right energetically either. So yeah, so all of those reasons. But we recorded it, most of the tracks, as a live band as part of a recording grant through this wonderful place in Seattle called the Jack Straw Cultural Center. And they do these, they have a recording studio and lots of, you know, they do a lot of literary stuff, but also music. We were able to get some assistance and record as a band, kind of the basic tracks. And then we went and took a lot of, did a lot more at our little home studio that we have, my husband and I. So yeah, excited to share them.
Well, let's listen to the single now. Here's Come On Jane from Tekla Waterfield.
Feelings, doing those dirty close again. Sadie Jane, who's your friend? Sitting there next to you with the long dark hair whispering words in your ear. Sadie Jane, where you been? Haven't seen your face around. I've been looking for your eye. Turned all gray, and he hadn't a whole lot of new things to say. Took his hand, said, come with me, and we walked merrily through the streets as we hummed a tune. Have you seen our friend Jane? Haven't seen her lately. He said, no, I have not. So we kept walking along, saw some fish hopping out of the sea. The sky was filled with stars, and the
If you're just joining me, I'm Shelley Delaney here talking with Tekla Waterfield, Seattle-based musician originally from Alaska. That was her new single, Come On Jane. It's so sunny and upbeat. Tekla, tell us about where you were sort of at headspace-wise. What was going on? What were you doing? How were you feeling when you got the inspiration for that song?
Yeah, I tend to have a little like almost right down the middle introvert and extrovert side. And there's times where, like, you know, I think a lot of people, yeah, where you like, people just think you're like so social because they see you out and about and they think that you're just like always on. So I was thinking about like, oh, I should probably go out and like engage with the world or do something or go like be a part of something. But then I just, I'm like, no, I'm just going to sit here and watch TV. And so, you know, and then just all the things like getting stuck in a rut, those kind of feelings, or like feeling like, oh, I can never put any money in the bank, I'm always broke, you know, those kind of feelings of like being frustrated with yourself. And so the character Come On Jane is really about me, or like it could be about anyone who experiences those feelings of like, I should be doing more, I should be doing better, I'm not saving any money, all I do is watch other people's lives on TV, what about my life, like why am I not, you know, so those kind of feelings. But but I picked the character Jane, the name, because one of my favorite songs ever of all is Sweet Jane, and I especially love the Cowboy Junkies version of it. And I don't know, it just kind of, it's one of those things. It was one of those ones that just kind of came out, you know, like you hear about songwriters say that sometimes it's like some songs just like, they just come out, and some you like struggle and you just can't. But it was one of those ones that the lyrics were all just coming out. And it was just like this, these friends are going like, hey, what happened to our friend? Have you seen her? Like, what's going on? Nope, haven't seen her. You know, just this kind of like story about these people sort of tripping along and, yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. And I do want to say shout outs to my husband, Jeff Fielder, who's my musical partner. He did a lot, like it's his production ideas, totally. Like I'll take a song and be like, you know, I'm not sure exactly what I want. Sometimes I am, but sometimes I'm just like, I'm not sure. And he's like, how about a little Stevie Wonder funkiness on here? And like, we've been listening to Wolfpack a lot too, mm-hmm. those guys. And yeah. they have those, you know, those kind of really funky kind of organ sounds. And so there's a lot of kind of, you know, that vibe and his influence on there as well. So, yeah.
It's interesting because Sweet Jane, Cowboy Junkies version, was the very first thing I thought of as soon as like the lyrics kicked
really?
In on that single.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So if that's awesome. if that's what you're going for, you nailed it.
Obviously, very different vibe, like song wise, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's yeah, that's funny. That's funny that you thought of it. Cool.
So how does this single fit in with the sound of the rest of the album?
It's Well, there's a couple of songs that are sort of kind of this, I don't know, it's kind of like poppy. I don't know exactly, you know, kind of more poppy, like folk pop, I guess. I don't know. And then there's a handful of tunes that are pretty stripped down, more like Trouble in Time was, like sort of more, yeah, like sort of raw sounding, like upright bass and guitar, acoustic guitar, and not a bunch of like production to them. So there's a little bit of that in there as well. And yeah, so this song, this album, I would say is a little bit more sort of eclectic than that, than the earlier album, in that there's, you know, there's some songs that are just more filled out and more produced. And then there's some that are just like really more sort of like, you know, stripped down and bass, like, you know, acoustic-y vibe. So yeah. A lot more sort of kind of playful, like just playful energy on this album than the earlier one, which was, like I said, was just, we were really feeling like the energy of everything that was happening in the world. And this one's kind of more like, you know, life is happening. It's just like happy, sad, you know, all of the range of emotions, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting back to it. You'd mentioned that your husband, Jeff Fielder, that you two work together on music a lot, and that there's some advantages of having him as a resource and a partner. So what was Jeff's role on this new album, New Skies?
Well, he's a natural leader type of musician. So and he's the guy that, you know, can play everything, and he just like plays it really well, and you're like, why are you so good? You know,
so annoying.
I'm like struggling to play guitar. No, I mean, I can play guitar okay, but yeah, he'll just like pick up an instrument and he's like ding 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 ding. I'm like, okay, but yeah, no, it's awesome though, because he'll, you know, I know now, having been with him for a while, like a long time now, almost like 6 years now, that I'll have the idea, you know, like I always have the ideas and the lyrics and the melody and the song, and then I go to him, and I know that between us we can come up with all kinds of different ways for it to go, what, like the direction, the feeling, the inspiration. And if I say, oh, I'm really feeling like, you know, Neil Young vibes on this one or whatever, he's like, got it, you know, like he is just a master at sort of like the arranging, you know. And actually he is the one that came up with that, the way that the intro riff goes, bum 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 ba da da bum bum ba da 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 bum. So when I originally wrote the song, it just did the chord progression, it didn't have that little break. So I, you know, that's the kind of stuff that Jeff does, where he just brings all of this production idea, instrument knowledge, you know, and his vast history of like his knowledge of music. Like he's a musicologist, I would say, or whatever. So yeah, it's awesome to work with him. When we went into the studio with the band doing the live tracking, in terms of his leadership, he's also like the guy that's kind of just like directing everybody, like, you know, just like da 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 da, which is such a relief for me, because I'm a sort of like reluctant leader, you know, like I'm more of a thinker and sort of, you know, it helps me a lot to have someone like him around to kind of help me to kind of lean on, you know, a lot. So I feel like we work really well together in that we complement each other that way.
Oh, that's so great to hear. Sounds like you're well matched in music and in life.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tekla, for talking with me today. I just wanted to ask before we say goodbye, how can we get a hold of your new single? I mean, I found it on Spotify, so I imagine it's on the streaming platforms. And then when your LP comes out, where will that be available?
Yeah, so the LP will be September 24th. And if any of you listeners happen to be in the Seattle area, September 21st, we're doing a release show at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard. And it should be a really good time. We're playing with a gal by the name of Kelly McFarland. She's a San Francisco-based artist, really great. She plays banjo, super cool. And yeah, it'll be up on the, you know, the interwebs, all the things, you know, iTunes, Bandcamp is a good way to go to get it directly from artists. If you aren't familiar with that, it's like, if you go on Spotify, it's great. It's good to have the, you know, showing that music is being played, like indie artists, that it's being listened to on Spotify. But in terms of like financially supporting artists, it's always, if you can, it's best to like get the album from Bandcamp, because it's like the percentage that you're paying the artist is, you know, it's going mostly to the artist. So Bandcamp is good. And I just want to say really quick before we head off the phone that also, if you're in the Juneau area, my mom is going to have an art show in December, Fawn Waterfield, and it's through the Juneau, I guess it's the, is it Arts and Humanity?
Yes. I think that's Juneau Arts and Humanities
Yes. Council. Yes. And my sister, Kima Waterfield, just put out a book, a memoir. It's called Inside Passage. All the creative stuff happening in my family. But if you guys are into memoirs or, you know, the paintings, you should check those things out.
Yeah. We'll have Fawn give us a call. We'll get her booked for an interview.
Yeah. That's a good call. Yes. Will do. Okay.
Well, thanks so much, Tekla Waterfield, for speaking with me
thanks,
today.
Shelley.
Congratulations on the new single and the new album. And I look forward to hearing more of it when it comes out.
Thank you.
You guys
so
take
much.
Care.
Have
You're
a
welcome.
Wonderful day. Okay.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.